Hello. Welcome to Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we are sons of light, Hebrew Israelites that minister to our nation every Sunday. And today we have another wonderful show that we're going to do. And we also minister to our tribe, which is the 12 tribes of Israel, which consists of African Americans, Native Americans, Latino Americans, which consists of the 12 tribes of Israel. So we also want to also acknowledge some other ministries that we have. We have also my brother Yaquab in Israel does a video on Tuesday, and he also does a blog talk radio show on Wednesdays and Fridays. And my brother Adir Bay Israel, he does his video on Saturdays. We also have several other different ministries. We have a Sandra Johnson food ministry, which we like to cater to women with children. Also, we will cater to men that's of our nation. We also does on Saturday, we does something that's called Pow Talk, and you can join us in Pow Talk. And we have a prayer ministry, book binding ministry. Also, my brother Yaquab has several books that you can purchase, really good books, very uplifting books. And you can find all that at the Upper Room Israelite.com, and that's UPPERROM Israelite, ISRAELITE.com. And you can find all our ministries there. So being though that said, I'm going to give you the topic that we're going to be talking about today. And our topic today or title is Place Your Trust in the Heavenly Forefather. Place your trust in the Heavenly Forefather. You see, brother, dude, I mean, you can see what's happening today. Like right now, look at the nations, what they're doing. They've been placing their trust in vaccinations. I just seen the other day where a doctor has died from placing his trust in the vaccination. Killed him in Florida. I believe it was in Florida. And we can see a lot that's been transpired even over these last few days, whereas though the Republicans and the Democrats, we just had an altercation that took place at the Capitol where they placed their trust in Donald Trump. And look what happened. Fight. Four people got killed. You know, all sort of things happening because they placed their trust in Republicans and Democrats and men.
You're exactly right, brother. And so basically what you're saying and what is going on is, you know, we have four ages, which go with the four corners of the earth and the four land masses. You know, certain characters, you know, that's why I turn about that he believe in numbers, because numbers apply to certain things. You know, the gold age originally was the bronze, the Babylonians, and then the Medes and the Greeks, and then the Romans. So you had the gold, silver, bronze, and iron. So we are finishing up the iron age, which is the material age. Now we're going back to the golden age, which is the age of the golden children, which is us.
Right.
So I'm going to go into, which is Aquarius also. So right now, I'm going to read out of the Keys of Enoch in the prologue. And this is what's about going on for the children of Israel. It say, we are entering, the graduation is upon us. And with it comes a new sense of oneness, like my brother said, with the eternal mind. It say, and to enter married worlds of our Father's house of many mansions. And he said he had made many mansions for us. It said, through this new synthesis, mean be like, space and time are consequent. I can't see the name. I guess consequent, and we are ordained to, there it is, we are ordained to put on a similitude that goes with the divine image. So that is what we're going into, and that's why we trust in our eternal Heavenly Father, because we are in an age where we're going to change and put on a new image so that we can trust in our eternal Heavenly Father from this point on into the new age.
Right, brother. And that's where we're at now. That's where we should be at right now. And that's why it says Psalms 118:8, it said it's better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence into man.
Right.
You see, because look what happens every time we put our confidence into man. Look at the uproar and the things that's happening, that's occurring on the earth when we don't put our trust into the divine heavenly forefather. And I'm speaking especially about our nation, you see. And I'm going to show you what happens when our nation don't put our trust into the divine heavenly father. Now, at Deuteronomy 28, right, 28:68, listen what happened to us when we didn't put our trust into the divine heavenly father. It says, and the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye shall be sold into your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. So, see, we went into captivity because we didn't place our trust in the divine heavenly forefather. You see? So it's a lesson for our nation. You see, that's why my topic and our title is Place Your Trust in the Divine Heavenly Father, so that we don't have to go into bondage and captivity.
Right. Right. And like my brother said, well, like I was saying in the keys, well, I couldn't see the word because I done colored it in. But it said space and time are conquered. Now, we was conquered for a little while because we didn't listen to the Eternal Heavenly Father. But like I said, right now, the Eternal Heavenly Father is going to bless us to conquer space and time, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to obtain the similitude of our eternal heavenly father from what we have done 28 and 68.
Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely 100% right, brother. It is going to come a time that we are going to we're going to repent, we're going to turn around, and we're going to place our trust in the heavenly forefather. And that's why I'm going to read something out of the Nag Hammadi. Now, in the Nag Hammadi, if you have it, you know, it's called Exegesis of the Soul, and it's on page 234. It's called Our Repentance. Now, I'm just going to read this to you and explain this as we get done. Now, it says at page 232, again, Exegesis of the Soul, and it's called Our Repentance. It says, Israel would not have once been visited by the heavenly forefather and brought out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage if he had not sighed to the heavenly forefather and wept about its oppressive labor. Again, it is written in the Psalms, I have been deeply troubled in my groaning. I have drenched my bed and covered each night with my tears. I have become old among all my enemies. Depart from me, all you who do lawless things. For look, the Lord have heard the cries of my weeping, and the Lord has heard my prayer. If we truly repent, the Heavenly Forefather is patient and abundant in mercy, will hear us. To the Heavenly Forefather be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Okay, the reason why I read that is, see, it's helping us to see when we repent and turn around and place our trust in the divine heavenly father, he will have mercy and grace on us, and he will hear our prayers, and he will accept that grace and mercy, because he knows, okay, is we putting our trust back in him. You see, brother? So it helps us to see if we just place our trust in him, the divine heavenly father will hear our cries and prayers and help us.
Right. And you're exactly right. Because that's why that gift has been given unto the children of Israel through the eternal only begotten son and eternal earthly mother. You know what I'm saying? Without that gift, he knew he would have been a loss. So now I'm a piggyback and add on to what you just read to show that it's a particular process that's been ordained out here in this world that we need to follow certain laws, to which is one of the laws is repentance. But if we don't follow these laws, like I said, we'll be conquered and defeated, like he read in Deuteronomy 28:68. Now I'm in the Keys of Enoch, and I'm in the introduction to say, and I was told by my guide, Enoch, this is Moses, talking by his guide, Enoch, Enoch and Metatron, which is the same person, it said that I was not to eat the food of the false powers. And that's what my brother just said. When we listen to these false wicked powers and laws and die in the world, things that happen. It said, I was told to eat the food of the false powers of the world, of the earth, nor engage my seed, nor join false worship of those who serve the fallen energy of the earth. But my reason for being was to exalt the Father, like you said, trust in the Heavenly Father, so that all need should be, and that all get should acknowledge. The time is at hand for the internalization of the Father's hierarchy, so that kingdom will come on earth as it is in upper eons. That's what my brother just got talking about when we were
right, brother. You see, but it starts with us.
Right.
It's always is going to start with Israel.
Right.
If we look at the eternal Heavenly Father, how He does things, He starts with us first.
Right.
You see,
well, like it was judgment, what He said,
right?
Judgment shall start in my house first.
That's right, and it's only right that He does it, do it that way.
Right.
You see,
right.
And you know, I want to also include our audience in. All lines are open. You know, if you feel that you can understand what we're talking about and you're willing to give us a call, feel free to give us a call at 845-261-9966. Again, that's 845-261-9966. So, brother, getting back to what we were talking about, you see, I was looking at a scripture at Psalms 125:1-2. And what will happen to our nation and us when we do place our trust in the divine Heavenly Father, what that divine Heavenly Father is going to do for us. And at Psalms 125:1-2, now listen to this. Listen to what it reads. It says, they that trust in the Heavenly Divine Forefather shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abided forever, as the mountains are round about this people from henceforth, even forever. In other words, what the divine Heavenly Father said is that Zion, our nation, we will be here. We will never be removed from our lands. You see, we'll stay connected to our ley lines that was speaks about in the different pseudepigraphal books. We are always be connected to the planet. We will always have the divine Heavenly Father's blessing forever. You see, the divine Heavenly Father say forever, showing us that this is what we would inherit when we listen to Him. Now, I want to show you something. Now, that was just our nation. Something else to show you that what happened for light brethren when they listen and put their trust in the divine Heavenly Father. Now, and we're going to look at that and read that. That's in the Keys of Enoch. That's page 114, verse 16. Just bear with me 1 second so I can get it. 114.
Bear with me,
as my brother said. And that's 114. Verse 16. Now listen what happened to light brothers when they put their trust in the divine Heavenly Forefather. And again, that's 114, verse 16. And listen what it reads. It says, when Messiah comes, the foremost righteous will be caught up to see the divine Heavenly Forefather in the air, where they will receive the blessings of co-reigning with the Messiah and dispensation of the anointing to be brought to the saints on the earth. So you see what happened for you light brethren when y'all put y'all trust in the divine Heavenly Father. He said you're going to be caught up in the air with Messiah to co-reign with Messiah. You see, and this starts with light brethren putting their trust in the divine Heavenly Father.
Right. And he is exactly right, because if we don't put our trust in him, you know what I'm saying, man, we are lost. But like he said, when we put our trust in him and we get ourselves together, and that was a blessed verse, because like you said, that's going to happen to light brother. And that only can happen with us coming together as one body, so we can make this transformation and this reality come to pass. Now, I'm going to go into Keith Enoch also in the introduction, and it says, thus are to exemplify both the spiritual understanding and the scientific understanding. And that's what my brother was just talking about. He was talking about the physical understanding, and we're talking about the spiritual understanding, the scientific understanding. That's when he said we're going to be called up. That's a scientific understanding. It said that must convey in the right reality structure. If the right reality structure is to be shared by members of the human race in taking a quantum leap forward into the new age. So only through us coming together and doing the work and trusting the eternal Heavenly Father, and what happened to us, like my brother just read in the Keys of Enoch, it's only going to happen if we get together and bring the new age to the forefront.
Right, brother. And while you was talking, I was thinking about that new age. As we are in the age of Aquarius right now, we can see the transpiring of this new age just from looking at the things that we're learning and the things that we're doing. You see, from this new age is going to come more blessings from the divine Heavenly Father, like he just showed us, the one where we can't physically see, but we know if with the telescopes, if you look up in the upper eons, you can see Saturn and Jupiter, you know, coming together, you see, and we can see that all of this was part of our science that is ready to elate for us. The divine Heavenly Father is showing this for us to see these things and to recognize these things, because these are the times that we live in it right now. So we can physically see that, you see. So in harmony too, brother, I want to read a scripture. When we place our trust in divine Heavenly Father, if you have your Bibles, you can turn your Bibles to Isaiah 44, 1 through 8. And it's going to show you more blessings. So if you can turn your Bibles to Isaiah 44, 1 through 8. And that's kind of lengthy, so I'm going to read it kind of quick so that it won't be, you know, too dragged out. But listen what it says. Yet now, hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus said the Lord that madeth thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Jerusalem, whom I've chosen, for I will pour out upon him that is thirsty and floods upon dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessings upon thy offspring, and thou shalt spring up as among the grass, as willows by watercourses. One shall say, I am the Lord's, and another shall say, shall call himself by the name of Jacob. And another shall subscribe within the hands unto the Lord and surname himself by the name of Israel. Thus said the Heavenly Forefather, the King of Israel and the Redeemer of the Lord of hosts, I am the first, I am the last, and besides me there is no God. And who as I shall call and shall declare it and set it in its order for me, since I appointed the ancient people the things that are coming and shall come, and let them shew unto them. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time, and I have declared it, and ye are my witnesses. And is there a God besides me? Ye, there is no God, and I know not any. So, see, the Heavenly Divine Father is showing us not only is that we are his appointed people to be in place to have these blessings, but the Divine Father is teaching us, that the Divine Heavenly Father is teaching us that, look, you are my people. You see, you're supposed to put your trust in the Divine Heavenly Father. You see, it's meant for us to receive these things, to receive these blessings from him, because we are his people. As the scripture said, ye are my witnesses. We witnesses of the Divine Heavenly Father. So how can you not put your trust if you his witness?
Right, right. I mean, that's a powerful word. I want to add something to what you just said. Well, I mean, I love that because, you know, the whole world, they don't get this. They keep talking about us, everybody, everybody, everybody. The Eternal Heavenly Father said, now the whole world will say this, you know, the sinner's going to get left behind. But the Eternal Heavenly Father said, I'm going to save all my seed. Not one of them is going to get left behind. So how can the whole world be his seed? It can't be if he's not going to leave one of them behind. So who he going to come back and slaughter then?
Right.
If the whole world is his seed. He's talking about a lineage and a people. That's what I was thinking right. When you was reading, how important that is. He always, strictly talking about lineage and people. And I know why, but I'm just saying, people need to understand that. It is a seed on this earth, and that seed is supposed to be vexed, oppressed, and destroyed, and forgotten all about who they are. It is obvious who those people is, because we are the only people on earth who history that every nation on earth hide, and that's us. You know what I'm saying? That was a very, very nice read, brother.
Yeah, brother, and you're right. And see, and that's why, you know, as we look at the other nations and look at their seed, they are the oppressors. So how can we mix and be with an oppressor nation and vote and do all these different things with these people when they are the oppressor nation that the Divine Heavenly Father is talking about?
Now, I just read in the keys when it said Enoch, he told Moses to tell our people, don't mix with these spiritual seeds of the earth. You know what I'm saying? So that lets you know he have a very specific seed. Sorry about that.
Right, no. That's fine, brother, because all I'm going to do is add on to that. You're right. So if you notice all throughout history, the Divine Heavenly Father has kept us separated from all the other nations, which means holy, holy separation. He always separated us so that we knew who we were and they knew who we were. And we were not to mingle with them because they was not serving the Divine Heavenly Father. They was not placing their trust in the Divine Heavenly Forefather, you see? And he shows us through this all throughout all history. See?
And if you look up the word holy, now, this is what them Edomites do, because they don't want you to know this stuff. When you look up the word holy, it's hard to find the word holy when it says separate. It's hard to find it. You got to look in etymology books or specific encyclopedia books to find holy meaning separate. You know what I'm saying? Them Edomites is terrible. They don't want you to know what this stuff means. So that's why they hide and twist and bend and add words. They're supposed to be there to change the understanding. They are some
brother, and all they doing is their job. You see, wickedness is wickedness, and they doing their job, and we gonna do ours. That's why, brother. At Proverbs 3:5-8, you know, King James Version. I want to read you what it says at Proverbs 3:5-8. And it says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. fear the divine heavenly forefather and depart from evil, and it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. So what is the divine heavenly father telling us? You see, our trust should be so strong in him. When you talk about marrow to your bones, brother, that is the bone itself, that structure. Marrow is inside your bones, that feeds your bones, that makes your bones strong. So that's how our faith should be in the divine heavenly father. You see, he said he will make and direct our path. So in other words, once we put our trust and faith in him, he's going to direct us. We cannot go wrong. You see, we cannot be led astray and go wrong. But that all stems from putting our faith in the divine heavenly father.
Right. And he's exactly right. So that putting our faith in eternal heavenly father, that's the teaching that he has given us. Now, I'm back in the keys of Enoch. Now listen to this. It says, in the introduction, it says, this teaching is to make you aware of the divine light worlds within and without. That's very important. It's allowing you to co-participate with the many worlds of intelligence that are part of your collective birthright. Look at that. That's our birthright. You are to see how life's blueprint has already existed in worlds prior to the material creation. And like you said, pre-mortal man is Adam Cadman is before the material world. That's why I said we existed way before we came here in this physical reality with the wicked old archons, like my brother just said.
You're right, brother. You know what I like about in the keys when it speaks of, you know, it's a birthright. You know, it's the divine heavenly father has placed things inside of our DNA and our RNA, where as though it is housed inside of us to become and do the things like go to other worlds, go and go to different species that the heavenly divine father created and minister to them. And we will be a representative of light of the divine heavenly father. And they're going to know, you know, by us being sealed with symbols that the divine heavenly father is going to give us. He's going to put on us seals and symbols that is going to show that these are my sons, you see. And we're going to minister in different worlds. We're going to be able to put on the direct bodies that we need to function in those different universes. And that all comes from placing our trust in the divine heavenly forefather. You see, it starts there, placing our trust. So in order for us to do these things and accomplish these things, we have to place our trust in the divine heavenly father and Messiah. That's the only way we can get these things accomplished and do these things. Because if not, then we see what happened. We go into slavery. We go, our enemies conquer us, beat the hell out of us, you see, and depress us and oppress us, you see, when we don't put our faith in the divine heavenly father. So again, I digress. I want to see that anybody out there of our audience can recollect what we're talking about and willing to give us a call. Feel free. All lines are open. You can give us a call at 845-261-9966.
Right. Now, I'm going to read a little thing in the Keys of Enoch, what my brother just talking about our bodies being programmed already. You know what I'm saying? So that we can come into the light worlds. Now, I'm in the introduction. It said, the keys to the sun universes explain how the biological codes in the Christ race, see, I'm talking about Israel, are to evolve into the image determined by the Father through the paradise sons and not through the lesser forces of the light. So like my brother said, we are already programmed through the Christ race, which is Israel, you know what I'm saying? Our birthright, you know what I'm saying? To enter these married worlds. And that's why when he read out of the Bible, what channel that you read out of the Bible on your laptop?
Yeah, that was, if I'm not mistaken, Isaiah 44, 1 through 8.
Okay, when it said that through our lineage and our birthright, you know what I'm saying, through our seed, that he was going to gather us, you know what I'm saying? And everything we read, when you understand the lineage and the people and the seed, the scriptures make much, much more sense. But when you start adding everybody, that's when it get all confusing.
You're right, brother. And see, that's why I was, like I said, see, the divine heavenly father always separated us from the other nations.
Right.
Because we are, as he said, a holy people. Unto his, right, you see. So, you know what's interesting? I want to read something from the Keys of Enoch at page 279. And I'm touching on, piggyback off what you were saying. Now, check this out. Now, listen to this. It says, this key is to prepare the human race, which is, I would like to say, Israelite. When they say human race, we're speaking of Israelites. Okay. The keys prepare the human race, Israelites, for the emergence of a new physical garment so that man, Hebrew Israelites, coordinate physical forms with the similitude of the second Adam, Adam Cabin, and says this will change the conscious of the biological limitations to correspond to the new chromosome patterns. In other words, and piggybacking off what my brother was saying, see, once we transform and put on these physical garments,
right,
which is the Merkaba,
right,
that's going to come upon us,
right,
you see, now we are Adam Cabin,
right,
just like it says, the second Adam Cabin.
Right.
In other words,
right,
the first Adam Cabin, that's where we were first, you see, and we will become that, you see, as it reads, see, our biological consciousness is going to change because we're going to evolve into the higher conscious where we're going to connect divine. We're going to have a direct connection with the divine mind of the divine heavenly forefather. So that's why it says our chromosome patterns will change, you see, because of that connection that we're going to have with the divine heavenly forefather.
And that's why you see they trying to make us take this vaccine.
Right.
Yo, they know in that vaccine, you know, that's why they got to store it 100-something degrees below zero, because they got cellular and DNA material in there. You know what I'm saying? That's how you store biochemical material. You have to store it below zero or it'll kill it. So that's why the vaccine got to be frozen. Because they see everything keep talking about is, like I said, spiritual science. They know that. They know they're trying to change our DNA, drudge anyway. You know what I'm saying? So we want to send back to the upper eons, but all blessed be to the eternal heavenly father. Like my brother said, trust in the eternal heavenly father, because he gonna throw a monkey wrench up in the game. You know what I'm saying? Trust in him, because he gonna do what he say he gonna do.
And you're right, brother. And we can see, look, we can see right now their plans are failing. The divine heavenly father is spoiling their plans. Him and Messiah is spoiling their plans. Like, I was just reading the other day, they said they wanted to vaccinate 200 to 300 million Americans, right? So they needed all these vaccinations to, you know, to work. So, but come to find out, they can't get a quarter of that. You see, it's the divine heavenly father blocking them and stopping them, you see, and their vaccinations is not working. You see, it's killing people, you see, and now it's being exposed. So if you're supposed to have a vaccination that's supposed to help you, and you're putting it on the media that you're killing people, so how many people are going to want to take the vaccination now?
Right. Well, the Eternal Heavenly Father said, he said, when, through Melchizedek, you know, from the Eternal Father, Messiah, mm-hmm, and Father, it said, when they see your cause, whether it be good or evil, it said, if it's evil, he's going to destroy you, and he ain't going to help you. He said, but if it's good, which is what we're doing right now. We are doing the eternal father will. He said, I will surely send help unto you. And that's what he's doing. He helping us stopping that old wicked vaccine and the wicked doctrine and all the programs. Like you said, the trench they dug for us. He said they don't know it. They really dug it for their own self. That's basically what my brother was saying in a nutshell. The trench they have dug for us, it is really for them.
You're right, brother. And see, what's interesting about that is the more they continue to try to eradicate our nation, the more the Eternal Heavenly Father eradicates them. You see? And, you know, and they still don't get it. And they still don't get it. It reminds me what my brother said. You know, he's like, now see the Three Stooges, right? Mo takes his hand and he sticks his hand out and he tells, and Curly looks at it and he hits the hand and then the other hand come over and knock him upside the head. And no matter how many times he put his hand up, he continued to do it. And he continued to do it over and over again, repeating himself. So you would think, well, man, I'm going to stop getting knocked upside the head. I'm going to try something new. But they do the same thing over and over, and it's the same results.
Well, like you said, that was a nice analogy because, look, like you said, they do the same over and over again. They keep trying to kill us over and over and over again, and it ain't working. So they should just say, like the scriptures say, come on our side, acknowledge who we are, serve our God, and you shall have salvation. But they not, like my brother keeps saying, they keep doing the same thing over and over again, trying to kill us, trying to kill us, trying to kill us, and they failing every time.
And you know what, brother? That's amazing to me. It's amazing to me that they don't understand that. But first, I couldn't understand. Why would they just won't stop? But as you understand, because they see it's from Satan. They can't stop. They can't help themselves. Right. And I got to do it. So you're going to get the same punishment your dad's going to get. You see? You see? So, okay, the divine heavenly father, Messiah said, okay, just keep it up. Just keep it right on up. You know, you continue to do this. You continue to go down this path. All right, no problem. He's going to continue to destroy you and eradicate all your plans. He's going to foil all of them, and you're going to know it's the divine heavenly father that's doing it. And you're going to pay for it. You know, throughout all the scriptures say, they're going to pay double for what they have done to our nation. Brother, when you come to think about that, I will always say, man, double, double, double. And then I thought about it. Not only are they going to pay in the physical realm and reality, but they're going to pay in the spiritual reality. Now, my brother talked about certain parts of Gehenna that, man, you do not want to be at, you see? And I could be wrong, but from where I see it, after the Heavenly Father wipe them off the face of the earth, I believe they got to go to Gehenna and pay in Gehenna. You know, they got to go and pay again. So, I mean, it would only make sense to now acknowledge the Heavenly Divine Father, acknowledge his people, acknowledge what you was did wrong, bow down now, you know, and maybe the Divine Heavenly Father will have some grace and mercy on you. Maybe, you know, but they won't do it, brother. They won't do it. They will not learn that lesson, and they will never learn it.
Like you said, like Curly, Larry, and Mo, they keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, trying to kill us, trying to kill us, trying to kill us, trying to kill us. They ain't getting nowhere. They've been poisoning our food, our water, our clothes, our shampoo, our soap, our deodorant, our medications, our vitamins, anything you can think of, they poisoning us. And they just constantly trying to kill us, and it ain't working. They keep saying, we doing all this to them damn niggas, what they call us, and they just as happy. They partying, they dancing, they singing, they rapping, they doing whatever they big enough to do. They still happy. You know what I'm saying? We supposed to be happy, and we just vexing ourselves trying to vex them, you know, because our Father, like my brother said, we trust in our eternal Heavenly Father, and he take care of us every step of the way.
And you're right, brother, and that's what we supposed to do. We're supposed to place our trust in the divine Heavenly Father so he can take care of us every step of the way, you see. And when we do these, when we place our trust, we always reward it. Now, look, I'm going to read something from Isaiah 66:22. what happens, what the Heavenly Father is about to do. And this is why they know that their time is up. They know their time is up. They know that they have to be recompensed for what they've done to our nation and what the Heavenly Father is about to do. And at Isaiah 66:22 reads, "As the new heavens and the new earth that I make will endure before me, declares the Lord, so will your name and descendants endure forever." You see, the Heavenly Divine Father is making a new earth for us, for Hebrew Israelites, for our nation, you see. And, you know, he's going to do these things for our nation. So, you know, it's time for them to be wiped off the land for all the wickedness. As the scripture said, in a little while longer, and the wicked shall be no more, because the divine Heavenly Father is going to take them out. They got to go. You cannot be in the divine Heavenly Forefather's kingdom with all this wickedness that you caused, you see. So now it's time to pay up, you see. So the divine Heavenly Father is going to bring the pain. And in the world, they like to say, oh, yeah, we're going to turn up. So, yeah, the Heavenly Father is about to turn up, you see, brother.
Right. Something in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse, I'm going to read verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. It say, do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? Look at that. And if the world shall be judged by you, or ye unworthy to judge the smallest matter, it say, know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertaineth to this life? You know what I'm saying? So, man, y'all better know it.
Right. You see, there it is again. The divine Heavenly Father is letting light brothers know they will judge angels. Now, in order to judge an angel, you have to place your trust in the eternal Heavenly Father.
Yes.
You see, it is no way you can judge something that is really greater than you unless you put your trust in the divine Heavenly Father and he teaches you how to judge that entity. You see, but it all starts back with us placing our faith, our trust, our everything in the divine Heavenly Father. You know, when I say place our trust, I mean, okay, I'm not just talking about our faith, our trust. I'm talking about us ministering to our nation. I'm talking about us helping each other to be able to upbuild and uplift each other. All of that, you know, all of that in one big bowl, you see. That's what we call placing our trust in the divine Heavenly Father. Not just saying it, but doing it, you see.
And he said, if we trust in him, you know what I'm saying, we don't trust in him, you know what I'm saying, we shall be lost, you know what I'm saying, because in him alone, like he said, through him shall we be saved, you know what I'm saying. So when you put your trust in man or anything else, you're going to be a lost soul. So we trust in him alone.
Right, brother. Well, this is going to conclude the end of our show. So we want to give thanks to our eternal Heavenly Father. We want to give thanks to Messiah and the great Shekinah for giving us the platform to speak upon these things to our nation. So we, if it's the Heavenly Father's will, we'll be back next week to do this again. And we want to thank all those who attended the show. And my name is Radolf Bay Israel.
And I'm Adair Bay Israel.
And we want to just say shalom.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. Shalom.